Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We had the opportunity to move back if we wanted to, but when we were at 19 and waiting for the Rams to make their selection, and you know they picked who they picked, and we weren't moving.
There you go, Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin. They had the opportunity to move back, and they said, "Heck no, we're taking Troy Fatanu, the left tackle out of Washington with the 20th overall pick in the draft." Funny moment from last night. So you got the pick before anybody else, as we knew would happen, from your source who is now retiring, unfortunately. But you had the pick before anybody else. And then Paul, being Paul, goes, "Well, how do you spell that guy's name?" And me being arrogant me, I'm like, "Oh, I got you, buddy.
Yeah,
I got you." And I spelled it wrong, of course.
Wrong.
And then he asked for clarification, and I spelled it wrong again. So totally nailed it. But there you go. Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin saying that, yeah, we could have moved back. And it's something that we had discussed on the draft show yesterday in the lead up and then in real time. Well, there are a lot of guys available that they would like. They could slide back and get more draft capital. No, they got the guy that they wanted. And a guy, Doran, that was mocked way ahead of where the Steelers picked. A guy that on a lot of these draft big boards where you're only ranking players based on how good you think they are, in some instances was a top 10 guy, in most instances was absolutely a top 12 guy. And so the Steelers got a player at 20 that a lot of people thought was going to go well before the Steelers pick, or was good enough to go well before the Steelers pick. And you know who that reminds me of? David DeCastro.
Mm.
The Steelers got David DeCastro way later than they thought they would get David DeCastro. And they basically sprinted to the podium, and we know how that worked out. I think David DeCastro is maybe a borderline Hall of Fame guy. I'm not saying the same is true for Troy Fa'atanu, but you love the value and you address a position of need. Yeah. A.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the next tackle that went was at 25 to the Green Bay Packers. So if the Steelers did want to slide back a couple spots.
Troy Guyton?
It was Jordan Morgan. When did Guyton go? Guyton went... He went. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Morgan did go ahead of Guyton.
Yeah, he went to the Cowboys at 29. So, I mean, there was two other tackles to go off the board last night after the Steelers. But I think that they, with them staying put, that was the best decision. And getting their guy. And what they say, he was the best on their board. I think it was the best available on their board at the time, not the best from the first pick down to 20.
You know what they did, man? Because I went back and I listened to the press conferences when I got home. They said he was their highest graded player.
Right.
If you take like position out of it, he was their highest graded player. Now, that's the kind of stuff that you're going to hear at every draft press conference. Highest graded player for them, they said.
Like out of every player?
Yeah. Position aside is the way that they put it.
So he was the number one guy.
Yeah. But of course they would say that.
Like out of Marvin Harrison Jr., like in that.
Position aside. Whatever that means. I mean, I made a joke about it last night on the draft show. We were reading the quotes as they came out from Tomlin. I said, "Breaking news, Mike Tomlin said they got their guy." Hey, what are they going to say?
Right.
It's every head coach in college going through the recruitment process, and they pick up your Pitt Panthers hat, and they say, I've committed to the University of Pittsburgh. Oh, this is the number one player. Right. This is the number one guy we've been recruiting. Of course they're going to say that.
Didn't they say that about Broderick Jones and Kenny Pickett?
They say about everybody.
Right.
They say it about everybody when you take them.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But I do think that there is, you know, for the last at least two picks, with Broderick Jones and with Fatanu now, I think that there is a little bit more credibility to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they really, really liked both of them. I mean, obviously you trade up to get Broderick, and then now you have a guy that falls to you that probably was rated pretty high on your board, and you get him at a spot where you probably were thinking about trading up to get him.
Right.
You know,
like that would have made more sense to trade up instead of the Quinion Mitchell,
right.
the cornerback out of Toledo, which was the report.
So you probably were thinking about trading up to get him, but you saw how the draft played out. You saw how the boards were going. You saw that quarterbacks were going. You saw that even like somebody like Penix. So, I'm going to say this right. Penix kind of screwed the draft up, I think, for some teams. I don't think that teams had Penix going that early. I don't think anybody had Penix going that early. Maybe a couple teams. Obviously, the Atlanta Falcons wanted him, and they wanted him at the eighth spot. But I don't think other teams saw a quarterback going to eight, which just messes everything up.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that.
You know?
I'm absolutely with you
especially
on that.
Especially to Atlanta. It's like the last – I can't tell you – there's not one scout or GM out there that thought that the Atlanta Falcons, after paying Kirk Cousins $100 million, were going to take Michael Penix in the top 10. No chance. So that messed everything
that
up.
That was the shocking pick. That was one of the shocking picks in round one.
What was the other one?
I would say what the Buffalo Bills did was quite shocking.
Oh, yeah.
Was they need a wide receiver. They lose Diggs. They trade back.
Twice.
They trade back twice. They let the Chiefs move up. The hated Chiefs, their rival, the Chiefs, and the Chiefs take Xavier Worthy, a wide receiver. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show as we go over some of these other things that happened in round one. But you heard Khan there say they could have traded back. They had offers to trade back. Boy, did they smokescreen everybody. Omar Khan is a liar, liar, plans for hire, and I absolutely love it, man. We love Kenny Pickett. We love Mason Rudolph. Both guys gone. We love Graham Barton. He's a generational talent. He's there at 20. They don't take him. Oh, the Steelers could trade up to number 12 and take Quinion Mitchell. He's there when the Steelers pick at 20. They don't take him. So the Steelers have done a good job of holding their cards close to their vest, which as you get into the draft is such a valuable thing, because you're going to at least try to keep teams from jumping ahead of you. You're going to try to confuse people. You're going to throw everything out against the wall. I love that about these guys, but there's one thing they can't do. There's one thing they can't lie about, and that's these pre-draft visits, dude.
Mm.
The last year, 4 for 4. First round pick, second round pick, third round pick, fourth round pick, 4 for 4. Their first four picks last season, all pre-draft visitors. Troy Fatanu, pre-draft visitor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so was Graham Barton. So was Guyton. Like, there were other guys there that were available that were pre-draft visitors. But if you want to know who the Steelers are picking in the first round next year, chances are it's going to be a guy that they had come in for a pre-draft visit.
Yeah.
They want to know the guy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.